Legal English Basics, Unit 2, Track 2, A Day in the Life of a Superior Court Judge. My name is Sarah Lockhart, and I'm a judge in the Superior Court for the Contra Costa County. After I graduated from college, I went to law school, and then I did what's called a clerkship, which is actually working in chambers, writing opinions and reviewing records and helping the judge decide cases. Then I went into private practice, and I practiced for over 20 years in a large firm in Oakland. In 2003, I was appointed to my position on the bench. When I went to law school, only a minority of students in law school were women. And when I went to law practice, about half of the new lawyers employed by the law firm were women. It is still the case that a very small number of partners in large firms are women. That's why I serve on the board of the California Women Lawyers, which is an organization dedicated to advancing women in the profession. I believe that women should stick together and do for each other what we didn't necessarily always feel that the profession was doing for us. What I like about law is that there is no particular undergraduate background that you have to have. It's less important what course you take than the skills you get out of it. I think it's important to read critically and to think critically and to write persuasively and clearly, but you can get those in any kinds of different classes. So my typical day is trying a case, which means taking evidence, picking juries, instructing the jury on the law, and ruling on any matters that come up, taking verdicts. You have to be patient. You have to keep a sense of humor. You need to give people a sense that they're being heard even if you don't agree with them. Even if you don't rule for them, you need to ensure that there is a sense of fairness in your courtroom so that everybody feels at least like they've been heard, even if it's not an outcome they would have liked. I love everything about my job. If I won a lottery tomorrow, I would still go to work, and I don't think there are many people who would say that about their jobs. It's sometimes heartbreaking. It's often amusing. There are real-world issues, real-world problems, and you feel, at least sometimes, like you make a difference. And that's very satisfying.